Copy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dim's Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Well, good afternoon. It's time for high school football coverage on KTNC on this Friday afternoon. The Peru State College game of the week for this afternoon is the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans at Falls City Sacred Heart, a battle of eight-man teams. It's a non-district game today as HRS and Class D1, Sacred Heart and D2. The Titans come in here, 2 wins and 3 losses. They got off to a 2-0 start, but since then they have struggled a little bit.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Time now to turn our attention back to high school football with the Peru State College game of the week between the Falls City Tigers and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. These two teams are coming in here with identical 1-4 records. Lincoln Christian coming off a year where they had a boatload of seniors last year and a very good, explosive football team. This year, they are a younger team with less experience, and they've had a tough schedule in the early part of the year through games 1-5. They are 0-1 in district play after losing to Auburn last week. Falls City has been a struggle for the Tigers. They picked up a win last week over Fairbury. They are 1-0 in district play, but 1-4 on the season. They have had injury issues, and we will talk with Coach Darren Fritz about that coming up here in a few minutes. Hopefully some of those kids able to get back out on the field tonight against Lincoln Christian. I had a chance to talk with coaches Kurt Earl from Lincoln Christian and, of course, Coach Darren Fritz from Falls City. We'll get their thoughts on the ball game. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Vin's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Vin's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time to visit with our coaches for tonight's ball game between the Tigers and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders, and we're going to visit with Coach Kurt Earl. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this season coming in here. You come off a tough game last week with a very good Auburn Bulldog team, and I told you before we got started, I was a year off. I was thinking you had this big group of seniors this year, and this was maybe going to be the year. I forgot a lot of those kids graduated last year, so while you're not starting over, it's always interesting when you lose a big senior class, what's going on the next year.
Yeah, exactly. Great group of seniors from a year ago. Great group of seniors from this year, too. Not as many of them. I think that's one of the key differences so far. And also, our schedule is the same as it was a year ago. A year ago, the other teams were a little bit younger. Now those teams are much older for the most part, you know. And so kind of flip scripts a little bit. We've played four teams in a row here that I think all have more than decent shots at being playoff teams and out of their districts and at their level. And so it's been a tough stretch, and we coulda, woulda, shoulda on a lot of things, and you know, learning a lot of good lessons. But excited for these last four games. The last month provides a lot of good opportunities that I think we can really grow and play well in.
Now, I talked with Coach Jansen from Auburn earlier this week about your game, and we do his coach's show every week, and he had some high praise for the talent you have on this football team. So while the record's not where you want it, it sounds like you got some pretty good young men on this football team that are gaining experience and can cause a lot of trouble for opponents.
Yeah, that's definitely true. We've had some scores that do not represent the real outcome of the game. We battled Auburn much further into the competition than it might look. We've had some injuries that have really impacted us right in the teeth of our schedule when we've played some of the teams that are probably the best teams on our schedule. And so, yeah, a number of factors. It is what it is. No excuses. It's how it works out. And we need to rebound and recover and start playing the level of ball we're capable of.
Tell me what I'm going to see tonight when your team's on offense. What am I going to see out of the Crusaders?
Yeah, well, we have like zero secrets, and everybody knows
what's
coming. We are triple option. We look like Army. We try to be more Army than Army. We take a lot of pride in that. So you'll see a lot of run plays. We are developing and continue to grow in our ability to throw it a bit. We like to think of the passing game as sort of like salt in the recipe. If it's the right amount, it's just what you need. If there's too much, it ruins the whole thing. And so that's how we look at passing, which is a big change for those people who have been watching Lincoln Christian, and especially back when I was the offensive coordinator. We used to spread it out and run up the middle and throw it all over the place and do a whole lot of things differently than we do now. But that's what you can expect tonight.
All right. The Falsity Tigers, they have flipped the switch themselves a little bit here from what I'm understanding. I didn't see them last week, but I looked at the passing numbers. And I saw numbers I haven't seen out of a Falsity High football team in 10 years. They were throwing it all over the place last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I would appreciate any extra insights you could give me real quick on what they're going to do this week. they've really ran the range of possibilities, and I'm sure there are some reasons behind the scenes, injuries, personnel things, whatever it might be. They're discovering talent, the guys. So we're excited for a challenge where a lot of potential things could come at us, and it's been a good week of just teaching our guys how to apply our rules and play those rules up against whatever they see in front of them and rally to the football defensively.
Well, Coach, if you would, just a couple of the keys of the game tonight, if things are going well for your squad.
Yeah, I think one of the big keys for us is the moment of first adversity. We need to make sure that we don't have that mindset of, oh boy, here we go again. It's been a tough month for us. We're better than that 0-4 record over that month. But when you're a young man, it's important that you start to really stand above those circumstances and learn how to do that. And we've talked a lot about that this week. Some other keys would really just be embracing who we are, that we really believe and know that God cares about things way beyond the scoreboard, and to play out of that, to play like men who know those truths, and to have some fun and just rally together and have some joy. And then X's and O's, it's going to come down to, are we going to adjust to whatever they show us offensively? Because it could be a wide range of things, and be ready to just apply our rules, like I've already said. And then offensively and in special teams, can we be the aggressor and really set the tone for who's going to be the most physical team? And if we are the most physical and we push Fall City out of their comfort zone, I think that's going to be a key part of success for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Yes, thank you for your time and all you do. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
It's time now to visit with Fall City Tiger coach Darren Fritch as the Tigers getting ready for this home game tonight against Lincoln Christian. Coach, we talked to Coach Earl, and he says, it's no secret what we're going to do. He says, we're going to run the triple option. We're going to run and run and run. So that's what we do.
I've heard that. I've seen that. I still don't believe him. I think they will. I think they will. But with Coach Earl, I mean, he's a contrarian, and he'll do something that you totally don't expect. So we always know Lincoln Christian, we got to prepare for a lot.
As I told him in the pregame visit, I got mixed up. I thought this was the year they had this big senior class, but it was last year when I didn't see him. So they have had a young team with a lot of new starters, lots of new personnel this year. They've struggled against a really tough schedule early on.
They have, and that's, you know, to be expected. But they have the size. They do a really good job. Coach Earl and his staff do a really good job coaching up what they want to do. And, you know, they're fundamentally sound. And so, yeah, we're going to have to be ready tonight.
Fans in the stands will look out tonight and see number 5 for Lincoln Christian, Carter Sitzman, quarterback, 6'4", 230 pounds. That young man is a load. Is he fast?
He's pretty quick. He's pretty fast. They run the option, so our defensive ends are going to be tackling him all night.
That's going to be a big job.
It is. Well, we have, you know, 6'5", 295 that's tasked with that with Jaden Nolte and Thomas Field. So we have our defensive ends back, and we do.
That'll be nice to have those kids back. They've been out with some dings and bangs and injuries, and good to get them back. But always those first games back, at least that first game, usually it's rare that they would be up to complete full speed. Hopefully they are.
Well, Jaden's got 1 week under his belt.
Okay.
Thomas is just coming back this week. Cam Schramm back this week. Charlotte Neely had a little bit of time last week. Caden Strecker was back last week. So we got a little bit of time, not as much as I'd like, but we've got something to work with.
All right. Now, what are we going to see from the Tigers now? You like to run the football. I know that. That will never leave you. That's in your genes. I know that. But last week you threw for 360 yards. What did you attempt? 40, 50, some 52 passes, something like that? When the world happened?
Something like that. We're going to throw it. We won't have a back in the backfield the majority of the night. We're going to line up 5 wide. We're going to throw.
You were telling me earlier the kids are liking this. It's different.
It is different, you know. And the big thing, you know, they're having fun. And a lot of people say having fun doesn't really equal winning football games. But I think in this instance, yeah, it's helping. And, you know, last week we won a football game doing it. So, you know, we're going to keep doing it.
It doesn't matter if you're coaching or playing. If you're not having fun, there's no sense in being there.
That's true.
That's just the way it is. If you're not having fun, you may as well not be doing what you're doing. You got that win last year. You're 1-0 in the district. That's a good place to start. Playoff push. I mean, it's not going to be easy tonight, but you got to get the first one. Now you try to get number 2.
That's right. It's the way it should be. You know, you're one game at a time. And just focus all of your time, all of your energy on the next opponent. And, you know, live with the results, whatever plays out Friday night.
So we see the ball in the air tonight. How about defensively? You got to stop that triple option. Well, then I guess that's the first thing you have to concentrate on, that.
Yeah.
Worry about the trick plays later.
It is. You know, I think our defensive coaches, Coach Clark, Coach Cotney, Coach Wina, have a really good game plan. And, you know, we have some kids back. So, you know, we feel pretty good about that.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll let you go. We've talked about it enough. Let's go out and play some football and see if the Tigers get win number two tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, from Jud Brown Stadium, where it's time for our second game or doubleheader. It's Friday on KTNC tonight. Falls City Tigers at home hosting the Lincoln Christian Crusaders after an afternoon game. It saw Falls City State Hart win their fifth consecutive game, 76-22 over Humboldt Table Rock Steamer this afternoon. John Nixon with you here, along with Lucas Freshel, and we're going to see what we run into. I've not seen the Tigers for 2 or 3 weeks here, Lucas, so we'll see what there is. They've come off a win last week, so they got that kind of monkey off their back last week. We'll see how they do tonight.
Yeah, beat Fairbury 28-20. The week before that against Louisville, they put in a little bit of a new offense, a spread, kind of passing attack. For a few years now, they've run that the wing set, run heavy, and so I'm excited to see what they can do with this pass game.
We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with a look at the starters on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Posen superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmer City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmer City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella. For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Jake Brown Stadium, where we are getting set for kickoff here. The team will come back out on the field here for the final few preparations before the kickoff. Lucas, let's go ahead and take a look at the starters tonight. We'll start with the visitors from Lincoln. Go to the Crusaders tonight. On offense, Coach Kirk Earl will go with this lineup. Quarterback is Carter Sisman, a 230-pound senior. He's 6'4". In the backfield, we'll see Winston Barrier, a 200-pound senior. Jake Figler, a 155-pound junior. And Lane Penrod, 170-pound junior. The ends, Tommy Savoda, 160, a senior. And Ben Ehlers, a 6'4", 180-pound sophomore. The offensive line will include Christian Witt, 225 and a junior. Chase Ballard, 170 and a sophomore. Lane Ballard, 210-pound senior. Luke Lapper, a 200-pound junior. And Anthony Roth, a 230-pound senior. That's the offensive set tonight for the Crusaders.
On the defensive side, the Crusaders run a 4-3 set on the defensive line. 230-pound senior, Carter Spitzman. Also on the D-line is Christian Witt, a 225-pound junior, Chase Ballard, a 170-pound sophomore, Anthony Roth, a 230-pound senior, the three linebackers, Wayne Ballard, a 210-pound senior, Jared Alvarez, a 185-pound junior, and Ethan Barrier, a 200-pound senior in the backfield. That one D-back is Andrew Johnson, he's a 170-pound junior. Luke Penrod is a 170-pound junior. Jake Bigler, 155-pound junior. And Isaac Wegerson, 145-pound senior.
Tigers offense are getting some of the players back here after some injuries in the last few weeks. They will go tonight with this lineup in the backfield. It's going to be Hurston Simon, 200-pound safety. He will be the quarterback tonight. We'll see Thomas Fields in there, a 215-pound senior. Wyatt Overdeen at end. Wyatt coming into the ball game as a 160-pound sophomore. Race Farmer. He is a 150-pound senior for the Tigers. Tight end will be Cameron Tran, 185-pound senior, and at times Charlie McNeely, 200-pound sophomore. Jackson Strauss has moved from quarterback out to end. He is a 6'2", 180-pound junior, big target for the Tigers out there. Aiden Stryker, we will see in this ball game, 155-pound sophomore. Up front on the offensive line, Stephen Fields, 220 and junior. John Craig, a 295-pound junior. Justin Brewer, a 225-pound senior, will be the center. Kellen McAfee, 160-pound junior. And 6'6", 285-pound senior, Jake Nolte, your starting offensive line tonight for the Tigers.
Tigers also run a 4-3 set on defense in those super clean all-black uniforms. In the middle, at one D-tackle, 285-pound senior, Jake Nolte. Along with him is John Craig, who's a 295-pound junior. At the DN position, Stephen Fields, 220-pound junior. Also at the DN, Thomas Fields, 215-pound senior. At the linebacker positions is Carson Simon, who's a 200-pound senior. Kellen McPhee, 160-pound junior. And middle linebacker, Justin Brewer, a 225-pound senior. in the backfield on the defensive side of the ball. At safety, 145-pound freshman Tate Wilcox. At the other safety, Wyatt Oberding, who's a 160-pound sophomore. Race Farmer, 150-pound senior. And Jackson Strauss, 180-pound junior.
So that is a look at the starters for this ball game. A beautiful night. Wind won't affect this ball game, at least not at this point. Sun's not going to be in anybody's eyes. It's just a beautiful night here for high school football at Jake Brown.
No, you know, we're partial a little bit here, but it is, in my opinion, the greatest small school stadium in the state. It's a beautiful night for football. It's October 1st, which means there's pink scattered throughout the crowd. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They called for a pink out tonight and looking for the Tigers to get a back-to-back win.
See if they can get that job done here tonight. Give us another month and all those trees on the far side start turning orange and brown and colors like that and some yellow. This is the most beautiful spot for us for high school football.
It's picturesque. John Calder is here. That should be one of his all-time favorite paintings in the fall. Jug Brown Stadium. It's just gorgeous. Lincoln Christian, we're going to run a, kind of a power set, triple option, as you heard in the pregame. They've got a stud quarterback, and keep an eye on him, see if the Tigers can just stop him, get a couple three and outs, and open up this passing attack.
6'4", 230 quarterback. Goodness.
And we're going to run through him.
Big quarterback. That is a big quarterback. The Tigers are going to get the ball to start the ball game here tonight. Ready to kick it away for the Crusaders should be Christian Witt. He's going to tee it up on the left hash mark. They'll go left to right toward the south end zone here in the first quarter. Will the Crusaders. Tigers have their deep men in there. Should be Strauss and Simon back there, I believe. And here's the kick, and there it goes, sailing out onto the track on the far side.
Got out of bounds in a hurry. Probably went out at the 35-yard line. It was just off the inside of the right foot kicker. He had it on the left hash, and it went almost straight out of bounds.
Didn't we start our game that way last week?
Indeed.
Tiger football, they'll take it at 35. And we are set to go. Well, let's see if Coach Fritz was honest with him. He said, we're going to spread them out. Nobody in the backfield. Throw it, throw it, throw it. So far, no lies. Trips left, two receivers right. The ball's on the far right hash mark. Simon, in the pistol, in the gun, whatever you call it. Field goes in motion. And we've got flying. Oh, my.
This looks like a procedure penalty. I'm guessing not enough people in the line of scrimmage, or maybe a false start.
Well, not the way you want to start.
All right, this is kind of a new it's a new generation for Tiger football. Going to just work through some of that stuff. And, you know, the athletes in the younger classes abound here.
So, from the 30-yard line, first and 15 now. Same, no, we put the trips to the left side this time, the wide side of the field. Field motion across. Simon going to run behind him, and Simon is caught and brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a design quarterback sneak. Just wait a half second, wait for your blocks to come around and kind of go up the right side off. But up front there by Christian Witt, also in on the tackle, Anthony Roth.
Second down and 15 now, playing coming in for the Tiger sideline with Caden Strecker. He steps in there. Tigers send three receivers to the right side. That's the short side of the field. Simon back. Simon looks. He's being pressured. He throws over the middle for Jackson Strauss. Incomplete. And a flag falls over at the line of scrimmage right as the play comes to an end.
On the far side of the field where the wide receivers would be lined up, I'm going to guess at the hold. Nope, the legal man downfield.
So the Tigers flagged for the second time. Well, what do you make it? Third and 15 of the incompletion or second and 20?
So what probably happened there is they probably had a couple of guys lined up on the line of scrimmage. One of those inside guys is probably supposed to be in the backfield. Since he was on the line of scrimmage, it makes him ineligible, and I imagine he went out for a route.
So now it will be declined. Third down, 15 for the Tigers. Bringing the play in for Fall City here is Tate Wilcox. He and Strecker doing the shuttle on the plays here. Ball remains on that far right hash mark. third and 15. Simon calling the snap count. Blitzer's coming up the middle. They hit him. He throws it. It is intercepted by Lincoln Christian on a diving catch at the 40-yard line.
An all-out blitz by Lincoln Christian. Both linebackers were in tight. They came as fast as they could right at the snap. And tried to get the throw off, but I think he was just trying to throw it incomplete, and unfortunately he threw it a little too hard, and there was air underneath for Lincoln Christian to grab that pick.
So no return. It'll be first and 10 at the Tiger 40. 11-12 to go here in the first quarter. Lincoln Christian under center. Now they step out of it. Everybody looks over to the coach. Get the play call. One fullback, motion man, and they're going to pitch it on in the right, go around Jake Figler. Figler takes it, runs the left side. Lots of activity on that play, Lucas.
A couple of the coaches told me that you might see a lot of this kind of pre-snap. Quarterback's going to look to the sideline. We'll see maybe a handful of coaches doing signals. There's probably a couple of them that are decoys. One of them knows the real play. He's going to signal all the plays into the quarterback. Everybody knows the sign. And they're just going to read what the defense gives to them and just try to devise a play off that.
Sitzman under center, the fullback is behind him, motion man around, give it up the middle, and the fullback will have the first down. I believe that was Barrier or the carry. Let's see who gets up off that pile. Seven. Yep, Barrier with the first down run for the Crusaders.
John Craig on the tackle there, Stephan. He got a couple of yards for the first down, but
First down in the ball game for the Crusaders. The ball to the end of the 27-yard line now. Gain of five, and now they'll come over the football. Sitzman under center. Wing comes in motion. They'll toss it to the setback, covering the left side, and into the end zone for the touchdown goes Luke Enrod. Speed to burn there. He came around from a wing set on the left side, took the pitch, and he beat the Tigers to the end zone, coming from 22 yards away, from 27 yards away.
It was a true triple option, thanks to the fullback, and a quick pitch because Jackson Strauss had contained, but there was a blocker out in front of him. Nothing he could do about it.
So now in to kick the extra point will be the Crusaders. Snap good, the hold looks good, and the kick, it hit the crossbar and it bounces backwards. No good. 6-0 Lincoln Christian with the lead with 10:02 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Vann's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Vann's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Vann's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our scoring wrap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, C. Jake or Tasha, 4C Western Witten Falls City.
With 10:02 left in the first quarter, Lincoln Christian's up 6-0 on a 27-yard run by Penrod. The extra point was no good. It was a three-play, 40-yard drive. Lincoln Christian set the kick to the Tigers.
Well, we'll see how the kickoff goes this time from the 40-yard line. The ball on the left hash. The kick is away. It's end over end. The Tigers catch to the 25-yard line up to the 30. And brought down on the return there was the Tiger return man. And bringing it back at that time, Isaac Frederick, freshman.
Isaac Frederick playing one of the up backs. He's not the deep guy. It was a short kick. He took the ball, tried to get to the middle of the field. Looks like he probably had a zero return on that. I mean, all the blockers are going to wedge in the middle of the field. He tried to get there. And, as he's trying to get to the wedge, maybe sometimes you just want to get upfield, but he was trying to follow his blockers. Unfortunately, there's not enough blockers in the wedge.
Tigers have it first and 10 of their own 31-yard line. Strauss is the wide man to the left side. Simon in at quarterback, in the gun. Ball pretty much squarely in the center of the field. Motion man is Fields. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. That's not Simon running the football, though, that time. It's Tate Wilcox, who's up there, 28 in there at running back. I see Simon down here get an ankle tape by the trainer.
Tate Wilcox, a freshman, he's been getting a lot more PT as the season's gone on. He's kind of earned it. He's been an athlete for a long time. It'll be exciting to see what he can do here.
So play coming in for the Tiger sideline. Quarterback getting his, appears to be his ankle or his foot taped up here. So Wilcox will take the snap for Ball City. Again, spread all over the field. Lincoln Christian did a lot of moving around on defense here. And we've got a timeout called by somebody. Timeout Ball City, trailing 6-0, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I hear Jake Brown, the timeout taken by the Tigers here as they have second down and 5. Lucas is checking out Simon. They're taping up his right foot, but not necessarily ankle, but the foot.
Must have been on that interception that he threw. I don't know if he turned it. No, I was wondering if they've got a special Wildcat package in here for Wilcox, but looks like it's due to injury.
Wilcox calling the snap count. Fields comes in motion. Quarterback tried to keep it and run, and somebody came in to the defensive line, and I know it was. Got in and dropped him for a loss on the play of about 3.
That's Carter Stitzman. That's the quarterback. That's the D lineman. That's the 6'4", 230-pounder who also has some speed. He's playing DN, and he was there quick.
He is not what I pictured at 230.
No.
No.
Stuff
was just... Yeah. Very athletic. Very athletic. The Tigers now third down and 8 after the loss of 3 on the play. They go to the spread. Kate Wilcox back pedals, looks, he's got an open man, it's Strauss. He goes up in the air, he makes the catch, and he got hit at the 38, knocked down after a gain of 6.
Big run on the tackle. It looks like he's going to be about 2 yards short. It's a fourth down for the Tigers here. It looks like you got to think that they're going to punt here early in the game, but it looks like they're huddling, maybe going to call a play.
Okay, so it's Jackson Strauss in there at quarterback. Now, he also punts for Fall City. Now he'll drop back. Now Bishop jumped in the middle.
He's going to make him come out because he didn't have his chin strap buckled, I believe.
Oh, goodness.
That's a tough call. Yeah, I like that.
So now, and there's no penalty.
No, so whenever there's an equipment, they changed that last year. Whenever there's an equipment violation, it's just a warning for the first time. If it becomes habitual, then it's a 5-yarder.
So now Wilcox drops back. They're chasing him. Now he punts it away. Here it comes, Lucas. Get ready. And the ball hits on the track here right in front of us. The rush got in there, man. They did not hold Lincoln Christian out at all.
No, Wilcox was able to avoid one tackler there, one would-be tackler, and, I thought maybe he was going to try to run for the first. He probably could have gotten it. He's a quick kid, but he's probably thinking, boy, I better get this kickoff, and he did. Punted it about 10 to 12 yards.
Yeah, down to the, 12 or 15 yards. So Lincoln Christian has it at their own 47-yard line here. Leading 6-0, 7:29 to go in quarter number 1. Motion man right to left, and the quarterback is going to keep it, and Carter Schitzman moves around the left side, cuts up to the middle, across the midfield. He'll have about 4 on the play.
Nice move by Nolte to be able to get the tackle, solo tackle there.
Well, Sitzman, just I'm impressed with what I've seen so far. I saw 6'4", 230. I pictured this big lineman, but he is not that at all. And Coach Fritz said, yeah, he's pretty quick. But he is. He's pretty darn quick.
I imagine that dude can dunk a basketball, too.
I would think. And here is the snap, option, quarterback, keeper, Sitzman, first down, inside the ball is loose, the Tigers, it comes right to him, and they are going to say that he's down.
That's what I thought the near side official was calling him down, but it doesn't look like any argument from the side. Yeah, okay, it's Tiger ball.
Oh, it is a Tiger ball, all right. I did not, if I would make that decision, that call, I would give it a 35.
I think the near side referee might have just been looking for the Tiger football for the change of possession, not necessarily marking him down.
So the Tigers get a break there. They get the fumble. I'm not sure who got back on that football. Tigers want to throw up the field for Strauss. It's a he gets it. Lincoln Christian gets it right back on the interception.
Intercepted there by Luke Kenrod. It was one of those the near receiver was running a hook pattern, and the DN jumped the line, so he looked to a second read, and Jackson Strauss tried to become a defender there while on offense to knock the ball away from intercepted, but interception it is.
So now it'll be Lincoln Christian here with the football. They're back at their own 45-yard line. First down and 10 with 6:29 to go, so turnovers on back-to-back plays. Motion man, and a give to the fullback. He's loose in the middle. He's rumbling up the field. It's a foot race to the end zone, and the Tigers try an ankle tackle and come up empty. Go on the distance for the touchdown, 55 yards, Ethan Barrier.
Green Farmer was the last man to be able to get him there. He's playing at the cornerback position, over his feet. But a nice little high step there by Barrier to run into the end zone for a score.
So back-to-back turnovers and a 55-yard burst by the fullback. But now the try looks like the Crusaders are going to go for two here. Up 12-0, try to get back what they lost on the two-point or the single-point try earlier. Sitzman has him on the left hash. Option, quarterback, keeper, quarterback in for the two-pointer. 14-0, Lincoln Christian. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Lincoln Christian scores again. Our recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, E.J. Kertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, Western Witten, Falls City.
After back-to-back turnovers, Lincoln Christian gets the ball back. A one-play, 55-yard drive, Barrier with the 55-yard run, Stiffman in for the two-point conversion, with 6:18 left to go in the first. Lincoln Christian up 14-0 on the Tigers.
Here's the kickoff. This is a better kick, and it's going to skid, and it's going to take a left-hand turn and go out of bounds.
Out of bounds there at about the 12-yard line. I think the Tigers can just take it at the 35. Is that correct?
Yes. They did that earlier.
Seems like they will. Indeed, the ball is going to be placed on the right hash mark. Tigers moving right to left, south to north in front of us here.
Tigers will be over the ball here. First and 10. After that last interception. There we come. On the snap, in that spread. And we're going to run the ball over the right side, and there is not much there again for Falls City.
Designed quarterback draw by Jackson Strauss there, running to the right side. And that's the side that Carter Stitzman, the defensive lineman, usually plays on. And he was able to clog that lane and stop him for a loss.
right now, the Tigers are trailing 14-0 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Strauss to the gun. Strauss back. He looks. He throws a slant, and it goes through the hands there of his intended target down there, who's been playing quarterback, Tate Wilcox.
Yeah, so it was on the money there. It was kind of a 7 to 8 yard drag across the middle. Tate should have caught that one. He knows it. Kind of a late little hit. I don't know, a hit on Lincoln Christian. He took him to the ground a good 2 seconds after the play was over. A little bit of, a couple of moans from the crowd here. I kind of agree with him.
All right, we've got 5:35 left here in the first. Here come the Tigers back, ready to run another play here. It's 3 to the left. The receiver's right. Defense adjusting out. Man goes in motion. And we've got a delay of game on the Tigers. Tigers flagged for the third time.
15 yards to go.
One's been declined. Now it's going to bring up 3rd and 16 to go.
No major penalties, minor infractions there, trying to figure out the formations, kind of a new playbook for them midseason here, so a little bit of a learning curve. Running the play in here for the Tigers is Thomas Fields. Out for the Tigers is E4 keeper Adams. Yes.
All right. Three receivers to the short side, the right side. Man coming in motion around behind the quarterback. Big pressure again. A dump out. Oh, my goodness. A dump out on the flat to the receiver there. Intended to fall C to Wyatt Oberdeen, who just got drilled as the ball arrived. We've got a lead Christian player down in the backfield.
Lane Ballard at the linebacker position, 6'2 senior. Looks like a football player there, and led with his shoulder instead of his helmet. Just a good, clean hit, good, clean, hard hit there.
5:32 to go in the first, 14-0 Lincoln Christian. With the injured player, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back at Jay Brown Stadium on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The injured player for Lincoln Christian was Carter Sitzman, quarterback, defensive lineman. He gets up, one to his left shoulder. He gets up, flexing that shoulder as he goes to the sideline. Looks like he's okay. That had to be a scary moment for the Crusaders.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who was down, but boy, he was really kind of shivering those legs, moving them back and forth. It looked like a serious deal, but maybe it's just a little stinger.
Those hurt. All right, it is now 4th and 16, and the punt is away, and it's going to be fielded back at the 40. Now dropped, now picked up, and the Tigers only lost containing on him and running the ball back up the field, still trying to stay on his feet is Luke Penrod. Penrod, he gave it everything he had to get 3 yards back.
Nice work by Wyatt Overdeen to hold on there. I think maybe Caden Strecker was first on the scene, but kind of got blocked out of the tackle there. Good athletic play. It was enough punt, and boy, Wyatt was only about 2 yards away from him when he finally picked it up. Kind of a close call.
5:20 left in this first period. 14-0 Lincoln Christian. Auburn is leading 7-0 over Milford with 11:56 to go in the second quarter tonight. Here come the Crusaders. Sitzman in there, quarterback. Turns, gives to the fullback. Oh, he just about broke that for a big play. He's going to have about 7 or 8 yards of even barrier. Heck of an effort there and a good shoestring tackle by the Tigers.
Justin Brewer in on the tackle there. You know, I'm noticing here, do the Lincoln Christian uniforms have a stripe of pink on the pants there?
I think it's red.
Well,
they're supposed to be red. I'm not sure.
It's got to be red, right?
Yeah, that's red.
Okay. They've got some pink cleats for the October Awareness Month.
Sitzman trips in the backfield. He faked to the fullback, tried to run an option to the left and got his feet tangled up. And he'll lose yardage on the play, bring up third down and about almost five.
Yeah, he kind of faked to the fullback there. And it was kind of a reverse pivot, clockwise reverse pivot. And I think he just maybe tripped over his own offensive lineman there.
The wingmen are Jake Bigler on one side, and out there is Luke Penrod the other side. But now an option right. They toss the ball back. Running room to the right side for Bigler. Bigler's got the first down and more. The Tigers take him down inside their 40 at about the 37.5-yard line.
Jackson Strauss keeping contained over here on the near side for us. Be able to bring him down with the tackle. Cooper Sue is also Wyatt Overdy.
14-yard pickup. The 38, we'll call it. First and 10. 4 minutes left, first quarter. Sitzman on the right hash. He drops straight back to pass. He's going for the end zone. He's got a man down there, and it is incomplete. Off the hands of Ben Ewers down there at single coverage.
Jackson Strauss on the coverage there. Nice coverage. He was able to stay with the man. You can see. He's got a big arm, too. It was a nice throw. It was right on the target. But credit Jackson Strauss for being there. And his hand was the first one to touch the ball. Knocking incomplete.
Ewers is 6'4", Jackson 6'2", or so. That's a pretty good matchup out there. But you get single coverage. Now a toss to the left side, carrying the football around the corner will be the ball's loose. And the Tigers, I think, had to fall on that one, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Talon McAfee with a huge hit. Throw that sucker loose.
Nicholas Roth on the carry that time and just lost the ball. And the Tigers will get the ball back out across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Well, a break here for the Tigers is Lincoln Christian was driving there, got a at least a first down or two, I think, on the drive, and Tiger D comes up here.
Second fumble lost by the Crusaders here in the first half of this ball game.
Find a little rhythm here. Maybe just a couple hook patterns, a couple jacks across the middle, give your quarterback some time. Maybe sprinkle in a couple quarterback draws. I don't know. Maybe loop around the left tackle multi there for a little off tackle run.
Tigers ready to go, spread the formation, and it is Jackson Strauss to throw. He goes to the Fields over there on the far side. He hang on to that?
He did. He kind of got whiplashed there, got hit right in the middle of the back. Tough play.
Thomas, well, that's a nice catch. He hung on to that thing. Wow. Ball will move out to the 45 from the 41-yard line. So the Tigers complete the pass there to Thomas Fields. 4-yard gain. Now, second and 6. Trips right. 2 receivers left. And single coverage. Strauss back. Looks. He's going to scramble right. He's going to fire it up the field. And they just couldn't hang on. Up there that time. Might have been that Strecker?
I think it was Cameron Strand.
88. Okay.
Yep.
See, what I thought was a 3. It was an 8. Cameron Tram right on the sideline trying to get the tiptoes in and couldn't hang on to it.
Good throw by Strauss. Right on the money. He was scrambling, throwing on the run. Put it where it needed to be.
Now 3rd and 6 for the Tigers. They're on 45. Yet to cross midfield in this ball game. So the receivers for the Tigers, 2 of them coming to the near left side. That's the wide side of the field. Strauss in the gun, calls the count, throws. It's a high pass and bounces off somebody out of bounds into the Crusader bench on the far side.
Now, I thought maybe it could have been pass interference. I didn't know if he got there early, but it was an uncatchable ball, and you're never going to get a pass interference call when it's uncatchable.
Keeper Adams comes in for the Tigers on the 4th down and 6. The out here is one of the gunners on this left side. The Tigers lining up like they may go for here on 4th and 6, but Strauss would drop into punt formation. Low snap, and he just gets it away. It's a short punt that goes out of bounds on the far side of the field there. and will be spotted at the 35-yard line of the Crusaders.
20-yard punt there. You know, the Tigers are lining up in that shotgun set, and then Strauss takes about two or three steps back and almost what we used to call a quick kick. 20-yard punt. Christian Ball here at the 35.
2:47 to go in the first quarter. 14-0, the lead to Lincoln Christian Crusaders. All the incomplete passes are going to make this into a long first quarter. And here come the Crusaders over the football on first and 10. Give it to the fullback up the middle once again. Barrier. Stay with it till they stop it, says the coach. And he'll move forward for three or four on the play.
Even Fields on the tackle. Barrier had gotten passed in, but Fields hustling upfield to make the tackle on that play.
He got a good spot there right across the 40. He knows the football on the 41. It'll be second and 5 now. Now everybody in pretty much tight. Kind of an E set. Fake the motion. Now a pitch coming back around the right side. Penrod. Penrod's got a blocker in front of him. He cuts inside. He cuts back. And Penrod is off to the races. And the Tigers won't be able to catch him. He's into the end zone coming from 60 yards away. Touchdown. Lincoln Christian.
That triple option has really kind of hurt the Tigers. They've only got, you're supposed to be a man that you're optioning off of. It looks like he's getting hooked there on maybe the D-line or the linebacker. And there's only one guy out there to contain, and there's two options for the offense. And he just can either keep or pitch it.
And he pitched it, and he had a great blocker out in front and did a good job, and he was able to cut left, and that's all she wrote. The Tigers couldn't catch up with it. Now, what? We're going to kick it again. Kicker is Ben Ehlers. Try for the single extra point here, up 20-0. Here comes a snap. Kick is up, and it is good. 21-0, Lincoln Christian with the lead. We return to Jake Brown Stadium after this 30-second timeout on PTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our score and recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C. West of Witten Falls, Sir Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn.
2 minutes left in the first quarter. Lincoln Christian scores their third touchdown to make it 21-0. On a two-play, 65-yard drive, capped off by a 60-yard run by Penrod. The extra point by Ehlers was good. 21-0, Christian.
Here comes the kick from the 40. It's a low-line drive. It's caught at the 23 by the Tigers, coming back up the field over there on that far side. Boy, again, excellent coverage. Getting up off the bottom of the pile. Again, for the Tigers, bringing the football back was Isaac Frederick, and Isaac didn't really find anywhere to go.
No, that was kind of the same kickoff as the last one. He's one of the upbacks, and, you know, this time instead of trying to get to the middle of the field, he just tried to get as many yards as he could.
Well, let's just say it like this right now, despite two turnovers by Lincoln Christian, there are three touchdowns in the first quarter, and the Tigers' starting quarterback is on the bench with an injured foot. So Jackson Strauss, who started the season at quarterback, is in there. And here comes the blitz. He gets away. He runs to the right. He throws, and incomplete over there on the far sideline. Again, pass intended over there. Or if I turn around, I'll tell you who it is.
Reese Farmer.
Reese. Okay, you caught a good deal. Just jump right in there, Lucas, because I'm old and I can't see that far.
I got my glasses on today.
I do, too. Not necessarily helping. Not on that far sideline over there. Second down, 10 now for the Falls City Tigers, looking to extend to their second consecutive win. They've got an uphill battle here with this Lincoln Christian team. Told you they were better than their 1-4 record. An out pattern, and it is incomplete, and it should have been intercepted. The pass intended for Tate Wilcox. And he went for the tackle instead on Luke Penrod, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it was in his hands. You know, he kind of got hit and the ball came to him. But he got kind of
hit. He landed flat on his back.
Yeah.
We saw that earlier today where a player went up, came down, landed on his back, and you just see the air leave his body. That just doesn't feel good. Again, the trainer comes over to check on the injured player, but they're kind of looking at his lower right leg and massaging his knee. Yeah, he's got a cramp or a knee while he's down. I guess we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back at Jake Brown Stadium. Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold it. He's going to get up now. So Aaron Wisdom paying attention back to the studio. Never sure what to do on these injuries. Looks like Penrod's up and walking pretty good.
Yeah, it looked like they were kind of testing that knee there a little bit. A little interesting little tidbit here in the Fall City Journal this week. 15 years ago this week, Tigers beat Lincoln Christian 46-20. Daniel Warner with four touchdowns. And I had breakfast with Coach Kraft this morning. I told him that little fact. He goes, oh, yeah, I had 17 tackles in that game. Love it how he remembers that.
Mr. Warner was a pretty good back for the Tigers in the day. All right, we face 3rd and 10 for the Tigers now. Strauss will call the count in the gun. Fields gives motion across. And they hand it off to a lineman coming back and up and coming across to get the football for Fall City is Jaden Moley.
Yeah, it looked like just a little inside reverse to the left tackle there. It wasn't super clean. It looks like Strauss kind of mishandled the snap a little bit. It was delayed a half second. That might have messed up the procedure with the lead blockers.
Party after that stop over there on that sideline for Lincoln Christian. They were all jacked up by getting that stop made.
They don't know who Jaden Nolte is. Biggest dude on the field, and they're probably pretty excited to stop him on that.
4th and 7 for the Tigers. They'll drop in punt formation. Going back to receive that punt now, Andrew Johnson. It's a short punt. Johnson called fair catch. Defenders run by him, and he'll make the fair catch at his own 39-yard line.
Good coverage by the Tigers there. Just, you know, they're not going in a full, long snap. It's still that kind of that quick kick, half little 5-yard shotgun formation, and hard to get a full leg into that punt.
And here we're still in the first quarter, 40 minutes into the ball game. Lincoln Christian up 21-0 over Fall City here, 52 seconds to go in the period. The quarterback, Sitzman, comes out from under center, looks to the sideline. Steelers under the right, toss the ball, coming around with the ball, Luke Penrod, and there he goes to the sideline. The race is on. He starts it, and he outraces the Tigers to the down the field for another touchdown. This one from 61 yards, but there is a flag just across midfield. Strauss pointing back at something, and it's a hole against Lincoln. That'll take 6 off the board.
That's a good penalty there. I didn't see it, but love to see it. Give the Tigers another chance here. Triple option, just tough to defend.
Well, one, the thing the Tigers don't have an answer for, Lucas, is speed. And it's no secret. So Penrod will end up picking up 5 yards on the play. Plus the hold, it'll be 1st down and 6.
That flag was at like the 46 or 47. I thought maybe that ball should be farther back, but the flag must have not been where it occurred.
All right, the right hash mark and the handoff. Noah fake the handoff, pitch the ball off, going the other way. It's going to be Lincoln Chris with another big gain around the left side. That's Jake Bigler. And Bigler will be down to the Tiger. Oh, gosh, where's he at? All the way down inside the 40 at the 36-yard line.
Christian got away with another hold that I saw pretty clear. Race Farmer was being held on the far side on his contained position. The ball was already past him a little bit, but I saw Jersey.
5 seconds. They're going to get a play off, and it's going to be towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. Carter Sitzman's pass up the field intended there for Tommy Savoda is incomplete, and that will end the first quarter. 21-0, Lincoln Christian with the lead over Ball City Tigers. Back at Jed Brown Stadium after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Jake Brown Stadium, it is 21-0, Lincoln Christian with the lead. Auburn is at home hosting Milford. They lead 7-2 in the second quarter there. Grand slam for the Bulldogs early in that game. Now, spot the ball at the Tiger 36-yard line at the quarter break. Second down and 10 for Lincoln Christian. Crusader football and option quarterback going to keep it. And Carter Sitzman plows ahead for close to 10 yards. He'll get at least 8 on the play, bring up third down and short.
He was keeping that all the way. The I-back who was floating out to the right as an option man was just a decoy on that deal.
Third and 2 does pick up 8 yards, 222 yards on the ground right now for Lincoln Christian. From the Tiger 28-yard line, and the option of the fullback barreling full through the middle inside the 25, the 23, a pickup of 5 and another first down.
A little ankle tackle there by Stephen Fields.
Another first down for Lincoln Christian. They had 6 of them in the first quarter. They don't huddle. They're looking to the sideline.
There's the three coaches. It's like a game of charades. Oh. And, you know, one of them probably has the linemen, one might have the backs, and one might have the wide receivers.
Well, one of them's all traveling.
Saw that.
Fake the hand off the fullback. The pitch got loose. It wasn't a clean catch, and the Tigers get a stop in the backfield.
Nice stop by Wyatt Overname with a fly to the man, running north to south. It was a clean pitch. It just wasn't looked into the hands. And probably looking upfield, kind of bobbled it a half second, and that gave Wyatt Overname enough time to drop him in the backfield for, a 3 or 4 yard loss?
4 yard loss, second down, and 14 now. Now you got a wide man to either side of the field with the wings right off the hips of the guard with the tackles, and right over the top, pass off the hand of Nicholas Roth, incomplete. Had he dropped that, he would have scored.
Yeah, the Lincoln Christian just running it. All seams are out there. I think you're looking for, you know, the tight ends are in the middle of the field. You got one safety in the middle of the field for the Tigers. He's got to choose if he wants to go left or right, and the quarterback's supposed to read which tight end he wants to throw it to. If it's on the money, it's a touchdown. Just overthrew him a little bit.
Coach Darren Fritz down checking on his quarterback, and here's a handoff up the middle again to the quarterback. Barrier, and Barrier will get inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line, and gain a 5 again for that fullback dive.
Nice work by the Tigers and stuff it. They have 4th and 10. I know they've got an extra point kicker, but do they have a field goal kicker with enough leg? It doesn't look like it, but let me go for it here.
I would say not. 4th and 10 from the 28. A lot of movement, no flags. Tried to draw the Tigers off, pick up 5 yards there. Well, they got to go. They're not going to punt it from here, obviously. Quarterback under center, and Sitzman looks. He throws. He's got a man wide open, and he missed him. He needed to set his feet and throw that, and he had an easy first down. But it's incomplete. Tiger football.
designed a quick out by the right out on the right side. He's supposed to get to the stakes and then turn real quick, run right to that first down marker, and there was a good 4 to 5 yards between the Tiger defender and him, and it was overthrown. Just a poor throw by the stud quarterback.
Tiger take over first 10 at their own 23-yard line. 9:40 to go, first half, down 21-0. And now back in there at quarterback is Tate Wilcox. He throws a quick one out of the flat behind the line of scrimmage. And Pender over there to Farmer, who couldn't get down low enough to grab that one.
Yeah, kind of a couple Christian defenders there right on him, probably hearing footsteps a little bit. It was a little out in front of them, kind of a dangerous pass, kind of put your wide receiver in harm's way there.
Simon has got an ice pack wrapped around the top of his foot, Lucas. That probably is not bode well for his return.
No, that's a high ankle sprain. Is that?
I don't know. Looks like right on top of his foot. They were wrapping his foot, not his ankle earlier, so I don't know. That's what we can see. And now back to pass, thrown over the middle. It is caught. It's not caught. Incomplete. They say the contact by the defender rattled the ball loose.
Kind of tackled him high there. Kind of looking for maybe a little bit of help there. Maybe a targeting right in his helmet. Tackled him a little high. Maybe wishful thinking there.
Pass falls incomplete. I think that time it might have been Farmer again, the intended receiver.
Tiger offense just struggling to find a little rhythm here. Just, I can't remember the last time they completed a pass. And if you're going to run this, this heavy pass, heavy offense, got to get some completions here and there.
Four receivers to the right side, throw it out to Farmer, and he threw it over the top of it. They had a nice design with three blockers out in front of him, but the pass was too high, just couldn't come down with it. Brings up fourth and ten.
There's three Christian defenders there, and once it was overthrown, that was enough time for him to get to the ball, so it would have been caught, I think, but Tiger's going to line up in a punt formation again here.
Well, this makes it tough on the Tiger. You come out, you're running a different offense than you ran for the third game, and now your quarterback goes down, so your top receiver ends up in a quarterback. And now here is the punt by Jackson Strauss. It rolls inside the 40 of Lincoln Christian, and it will roll dead at the 37-yard line.
Pretty good punt there by the Tigers.
Tigers punted away, trailing 21-0 with 9:17 to go in the first half. We've got 9:30 to go in the second quarter here. And we'll see where we get to here.
Yeah, I mean, you prepare all week for this game plan. You've got these packages installed, and on the first, I think it was the first drive of the game, wasn't it?
First or second series, yeah. I think he was in for two series, and
yeah.
That was it.
That was right. It was the first pass of the second series.
Left hash mark for the Crusaders, up by three touchdowns. Carter Sitzman, 230-pound senior quarterback. On the count, Lone set back behind him as a fullback. They hand him the football, and he powers forward to close to the 40-yard line that time. It was a different ball carrier that time. It was Jared Alvarez, 185-pound junior.
Nice play by Thomas Fields, playing the right defensive end, was able to shed his blocker and make the stop.
It is second and six. Alvarez, 185 junior in there, and now the play to the right. The ball's on the ground on the pitch. It's picked up. Carrying it is Jake Bigler, and Bigler will not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Good pressure by Nolte in the backfield to kind of disrupt that play a little bit. Really hurried the quarterback, made him pitch it quick. Disrupted the whole play, and looks like a loss.
Bring up third down and three, a loss of one on the play. So that's the third ball on the ground, the first two they lost for the Tigers. The third and seven, right hash mark, far side of the field. Sitzman on the count, the ball is loose again, and I think, yes, the Crusaders back on top.
No. boy, you know what? That ball I thought was free at the bottom. There, yes, I am holding you up.
The ball, the Tigers got there. I think when he went to hand it off or pitch it, they tipped it, and it went straight up into the air.
Hey, Link and Christian might have had that ball in their bread basket, but Tate Wilcox reached in there and took it like he owned it.
Third turnover by Link and Christian. Tigers need to do something with one of these breaks they're getting. Now they'll come over the football, first down and 10 at the Crusader 30. All right, run to the right side. Jackson Strauss, junior quarterback. He didn't find anywhere to go. He's down right at the line of scrimmage on that right side.
It looked like a little room there to begin with, but the wideouts here on the right side just weren't able to hold their blocks for, you know, 4 to 5 seconds. They were able to hold them for about 2 or 3, but Christian defenders are able to kind of shed those blockers and fill the gaps.
1 yard gain on the playmates of second down and 9. The Tigers bring the play in with Wyatt Overdane. Farmer and Strauss split wide left. That puts Tate Wilcox in, a quarterback of the Tigers, in the gun. He stands at his own 34 yard line. He looks, he throws a slant to Strauss. He's got it. And he will be inside the 25 and down around the 22 or 23 yard line.
Solid little drag pattern there. Great little throw. Tight spiral. 7 yard gain. 3rd and 3.
And you got to find something that works and stay with it a little bit. That was a nice little play right there by the Tigers. See if they can do it again. 3rd and 3 from the 23. Two tight ends wide out to the right side. Here comes a motion across that field. And it's going to be a run to the quarterback, Wilcox. And, boy, if he saw a hole there, I'm sure he did. But it closed in a hurry by the Crusader defense.
It did. You know, and he hit the hole quick, but it, like you said, it closed early.
Following no gain on the play. The Tigers right now, 29 yards total offense, 6 on the ground and 23 through the air. 4th and 4 to the 24. There's no decision to be made here. You're going to go for it. Down 21-0 with 6:08 to go in the second quarter. Tate Wilcox, 145, freshman at quarterback in there for the injured Carson Simon. Takes a snap. He looks, and I think it got tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls incomplete.
Yeah, just a quick little hook pattern there at the design. You know, Wilcox is going to throw that ball before the receiver is looking at him, and it's just a timing route. And maybe a little underthrown, but yeah, tipped at the line of scrimmage there.
So the Crusaders tip the ball, knock away on 4th down, and now have it 1st and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Would like to tack on another one here for halftime. Quarterback Carter Sitzman under center. Fullback in there, motion man to the right, off to give to the fullback, and he got up the field and knocked down out across the 30 to the 34-yard line. So you're very close to a 1st down. He got the 1st down. In 10 for Barrier.
Justin Brewer on the tackle. Looked like he was the only man between him and the end zone, so nice.
I agree with you.
Nicely done.
Barrier, 200-pound senior. Say fullback, you know, saying, oh, big burly guy, no. Athletic, quick, option right. Barrier again, right up the middle he goes. Oh, they got him by the ankle again at midfield, or that would have been 6.
It's the tackle, Kellen McAfee. And what I saw before, those Lincoln Christian coaches over there are playing charades again, awfully active with the hand motion.
A 16-yard gain on the play. Barrier will leave the contest for the moment. 1st and 10, option right. Quarterback gives to the new fullback who picks off another 10 or 11-yard gain. I believe it's probably
Alvarez.
Jared Alvarez, and it was. And he'll be the Tiger 39, a gain of 11.
Run that play here about 3 times. and looking for the Tiger D to stunt those A gaps. You got to fill those gaps and make it do something else to try to so that works.
And if you're late and Christian, you run up till they stop you. And now here we go. We're on to the right. Quarterback, can you get rid of it? No, he does have it. That's Stitzman with it. Tigers are warming up another quarterback down here, I believe.
Justin Brewer on the stop this one.
Stitzman will have 8 on the play. An 8-yard pickup is a disappointment on this drive for the Crusaders. First one not to get double digits. Second and 2, your playbook wide open here. Fullback went up the middle. The quarterback followed him. Good for a first down at the Tiger 26-yard line, a gain of 5.
Looks like you might see 200-pound sophomore Charlie McNeely. Charlie McNeely is warming up like he's going to maybe throw some passes here next possession. I wonder if that's what they're going to try to do.
That's what it's looking like. All right, now we come in first down and 10 from the 27. Right up the middle it goes. One of the Crusaders that have an awful kind of success. And second fullback, Jared Alvarez, in there inside the 25 to the 24. He'll have a couple on the play. Oh, this is just good old-fashioned smash-mouth football right now by the Crusaders. There's some deception thrown in, but they are pounding the Tigers in the line right in the middle here. Motion man, right to left, hand the ball to the fullback again. Not as much room this time for Alvarez. He tries the left side. He'll be down to around the 21. Gain of 3 or 4 on the play.
Steven Fields in on the tackle.
Call it a gain of 4. Third and 4. Motion man went from the left to the right. Now they stop, and everybody looks to the coaching staff. Now they'll reset the offense and end either side of the field. And a quick pitch. It's on the ground and being chased and covered up. Luke Penrod all the way back out at the 31-yard line. That is the 5th Crusader fumble. They've lost 3 of them.
That fumble was deep into the backfield. Not really a chance for the Tigers to get it, but not a chance for Christian to get a first down.
Loss of 10 on the play. We've got a timeout on the field with 2:32 to go in the half. 21-0. Lake and Christian, we're back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers took the timeout with 2:32 to go in the first half, trying to get the ball back, maybe get something going. Lucas, think back to your high school football days. Did you ever get injured out of a game?
Well, it probably wasn't on the field, but silly as we were, after one of the football practices, we went down to Hiawatha to go swimming. I was trying to do a backflip off the high dive, and I slipped and I hit my shin. Coach wasn't too happy about that.
No, I can imagine that.
So I had to wear a football knee pad. Volleyball knee pad in football practice.
4th and 14 now. I'm just thinking Simon down here. It's kind of a lonely feeling when you get hurt early in a game like that. And the only people who really talk to are the trainers and the young kids, the ball boys. Here's a pass near the first down marker, too high for the intended receiver. They're pretty good covered by the Tigers. Over to the Tigers do get the ball back.
Is 87 checking in at quarterback, Charlie McNeely, the sophomore, whose father won multiple intramural championships at Lincoln.
Really?
That's the story. He used to...
Is he telling it, though, or somebody else?
Oh, he's telling it.
Okay, I wonder. We don't really know if it's true then, do we? All right, Tiger football, 1st and 10 to their own 31 here. McNeely back, and he lofts it up the field, and it falls short of the intended target that time. That's a Charlie didn't get much leg into that one, just a lot of arm, and it came up short.
Now, you know, Legion Christian's taking notice of what's happening here. They know that the starting quarterback for the Tigers is out. They know that the Tigers have tried two other guys who, you know, just maybe haven't found the rhythm. And they see that this is the fourth quarterback of the game in there. They're probably going to bring a ton of blitzes, put the pressure on him, make him make quick decisions, look for some, you know, maybe some quick drags across the middle and just try to find a little rhythm. Maybe a little, maybe a halfback draw, maybe a quick screen, double screen across the middle.
Here's the snap. McNeely being chased, fires to the sideline, and Oberding bobbled up and made the catch across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Gain of a couple. And we have timeout by Lincoln Christian with 2:06 to go. Third down and 8 for the Tigers. We come back in 30 seconds on KPMC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:06 to go here in quarter number two. Tigers trailing 21-0 Lincoln Christian, and Tigers are helping First Simon, several of his teammates, off the field here, and he is limping badly when he can put pressure on that right foot.
Poor guy looks like he's in pain.
Yeah, so he's going to probably go get that checked out here. All right. Third and 8, McNeely takes the snap, drops, looks, fires the long one up the field for Strauss, and he runs into the defensive back, was looking for a flag and didn't get one. We'll bring up 4th and 8.
It's a little bit of a homer opinion here, but Jackson Strauss was inhibited in running his route there, and the ball was in the air.
Bring up 4th and 8 now for the Tigers. Well, heads up for everybody. We're going to do a little different halftime here in Wizard, our studio in here. We'll take our regular break, come back, and do the scoring. And we had a chance with the Tiger athletic director, Don Hoger, and we'll play that at halftime as well. Here's a snap to the punter, and Strauss gets away. And the ball rolling gets by the return man, rolling inside the 20, now reverses, and it'll be down to around the 20 or 21-yard line. So Lincoln Christian, 1st and 10 of their own 21-yard line with a minute 49 to go.
Really, at the quarterback position there, he doesn't have a ton of time to throw, but you see there's some raw talent there. He's got a big arm.
Well, you're missing experience as well there. He doesn't play the position a lot. He's on the varsity level for sure.
No, and even in those JV games and even in junior high, they had him on the line, so...
So the Crusaders over the ball, they have not done much of the passing game here tonight. With inter 49, they toss the ball to the right side, and we've got a big hole for Luke Penrod. Luke Penrod on the sideline, the race is on. He cuts back, one man still chasing him, and that was that Fields, I think it was. Oh, what an effort by that Tiger defender to run down Penrod.
Great effort by Stephen Fields. That's what you like to see here.
Wow.
Down 21-0 at the end of the first half, and he's hustling his butt off. There's a flag down, and I hope that they're going to call that hold that I thought that I saw. Be a hold on Christian.
It's still going to be a big play. Block in the back.
Hold.
Well, he said, I thought he had his hand point thrust.
Yeah, and it was kind of dumb. It was kind of a silly play by Christian because the ball was passed in. It seemed to be unnecessary. Oh, block in the back, you're right. It seemed to be unnecessary, but usually those block in the backs are on those long runs.
It's a 34-yard game. So now 1st and 10 at the Tiger 45-yard line. Sitzman back. Sitzman throws and out, and he missed wide of the mark. Nobody had a chance to come up with that one.
Yeah, you know, for all the praise that we've tried to give him early in the game, he's just not very sharp on those passes. I mean, he's had a couple that have connected downfield, but, you know, those quick 10-yard, 7 to 10-yard outs, that's where you can really judge if quarterback is sharp, and just hasn't been sharp on those tonight.
He's a option quarterback. Toss it back, coming to the near side, Jake Figler. Figler turns the corner, and he carries the defender with him. He's tackled in down with a minute 20 to go.
Nice hustle by Kellen McAfee. Came all the way from the east side of the field, all the way across it, hustling his butt off, trying to get through the layers of the offense. He able to make the tackle.
Gain of 8 from the Tiger 39-yard line. Give it to the fullback, running straight ahead. Got by the first line, got the first down. That's Jared Alvarez on the carry for a receiver first down.
Justin Brewer, the first one to hit him there. He's going to get the first down. He's going to stop the clock at 1 minute to go. Timeout on the field.
Timeout. Crusaders, 1 minute to go in the half, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute to go in the half, and it's 21-0. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders leading Fall City. We were talking about the Tigers looking a little tired right now. This next play will be the 39th play of the first half for Lincoln Christian on offense. That's a bunch.
That is a bunch. You know, and oftentimes when we talk about, you know, the Huskers, There's players that play defense and offense, but most of these guys out here are going to play both ways. But there's no doubt about it that you expend a little more energy on defense when you're trying to shed the blocks, get to the quarterback, especially those D linemen, cornerbacks trying to keep up with the wide receivers.
Here we go, and an option and a late pitch, and they got away with it. It gets to Penrod, and he's on the right sideline. Oh, that had to be a clip, didn't it?
Looks like it. Walk in the back that goes unnoticed. And the Tigers.
You fall, my.
The Tigers had the right defensive call on the field. They came with the blitz. It was there. And just a couple missed tackles.
Penrod goes the distance. Where were they at on the field? They were. I lost track where they were at. They were at the 25.
Yeah. Well, let's see. The first down sticks are right at the 32.
They had, it was first and 10, so it's 32. Okay. Sorry about that. Now the try for the point after. Ben Ehlers will try the kick. Snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good through the goalpost. 28-0, Lincoln Christian. We'll return to Jake Brown Seam after this 30-second timeout on KDNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our school recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska, and Fall City, Jager, Taj, Arm Connect, and Auburn, Western Witt in Fall City.
Lincoln Christian with another touchdown. Penrod with his third of the game on a 32-yard run. It was a 6-play, 79-yard drive. Ehlers extra point was good. 28-0, Lincoln Christian with 50 seconds left in the first half.
All right, ready to kick it away, Lincoln Christian. They will approach the football here. Kicks have been an adventure from time to time. Christian Witt ready. And it rolls up the shoulder of a Tiger. Now they'll pick it up to the 25-30. And back out to about the 31-yard line with 44 seconds to go. Tigers will get the ball first and 10.
Isaac Frederick on the return here. He's had about three of them. He's been the up back there that's been the recipient of the bad kickoffs by Lincoln Christian.
See that? Talked about it earlier this afternoon. Say heartbroken knockle was knocking him with regularity 5 yards deeper all the way through the end zone, and the eight-man game for Sacred Heart. That is such a weapon when you got a kid to kick it deep.
Yeah, I was just, I turned it on. It sounded like it was the middle of the second quarter, but I didn't know what time it was in the game, and I heard you say the sixth touchback in a row or something in a row, and I thought, well, we must be in the second half. Nope.
No, there was a lot of score early in that one.
Yeah.
Tiger football, first and 10 of the 31. McNeely looking. McNeely hit, and Sitzman rides into the ground to the 19-yard line.
Just tough for the Tiger offensive line to create some time for the quarterback. Lincoln Christian's putting on the pressure. You know, they're bringing it.
Loss of 10 on the play. Tigers now with sacks minus 4 yards on the ground of the game. They may try to run one more play here, but they want to just take it to the locker room, too. They come out. 9 on the clock. It's winding down here. Let's see if they get one off. 5. McNeely calls the count. Here's the snap. He's back. He rolls right. He looks. He throws underneath and dropped. Now there's a flag on the play. So the ball went through the hands of the intended receiver up the field here. That was Cameron Tran. Couldn't hang on to it. Against the Tigers.
Yeah, and I don't know if McNeely was across the line of scrimmage or if they're going to call a legal man downfield.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. That's the end of the half. It is Lincoln Christian Crusaders 28, Ball City Tigers 0 at halftime here. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring wrap-up after this two-minute timeout on KTM City.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30, he's on the 20, he's on the 10.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
E.J. Kertasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
28-0, Lincoln Christian leading Boston Tigers here at halftime tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. Our first half scoring recap is brought to you by the folks at Humberstrom Motor Company in Falls City. Been in business since 1951, celebrating 70 years at 307 West 15th, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
It's all Lincoln Christian. 4 touchdowns, 28-0, and all 4 on runs. Penrod has 3 of them. With 10:02 left in the first, it was a 27-yard run by Penrod on a 3-play, 40-yard drive. The extra point was no good. Hit the crossbar and came back. 6:18 up in the first, 55-yard run by Barrier. It was only 1 play, 55-yard drive. Stitzman ran it in for the 2-point conversion, 14-0. 2 minutes left to go in the first. It was a 60-yard run by Penrod on another triple option give. 2 plays, 65-yard drive. Ehlers with the extra point, 21-0. With 50 seconds left in the second half, it was a 32-yard run by Penrod after a 6-play, 79-yard drive. Ehlers made the extra point. Puts it at 28-0 at the half. And the Tigers have gone through four quarterbacks today, just trying to find a rhythm in this new pass-heavy offense.
It has certainly been a tough first half for the Fall City Tigers here tonight. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. After that, we will be back here at Jug Brown Stadium. I had a chance to visit earlier tonight with Fall City Tiger athletic director Don Hosey. You'll hear that after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Vin's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Vin's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So, but doing well. Yes, they are. And you know, with the way it works is you could still qualify if all the... Excuse me, let me start that over with Coach Don Hosey. We're back at halftime at Jug Brown Stadium, where the City Tigers are playing tonight by a score of 28-0 at halftime. I had a chance to visit with Tiger athletic director Don Hosey earlier tonight, talking about the fall sports season. Welcome back to our halftime program here tonight. We're going to visit with Tiger athletic director Don Hosey, Tigers. In the middle of the fall sports season, Coach, talk about the girls a little bit. Softball district, sub-district coming up Monday. Girls had a pretty successful season. They're in a tough sub, but doing well. Yes, they are. And you know, with the way it works is you could still qualify if all the people ahead of you in wildcard points win, so they'll still take another six more teams to the district final, which will be played on Saturday. So they're having a good season. They start on Monday afternoon up at Auburn, so wish them well. I was looking at some of the numbers their day, and whoever can hit. Yeah, you know, I think just last weekend at the ETNC conference tournament, Matty Jones broke the school record for home runs in the season. So, you know, we do. We've got some young girls, too, because I think we only have three seniors on the team. So expect some good things next year, too. Let's talk Tiger volleyball. But is this season coming out of nowhere? I mean, they are fantastic. You know, I think our kids grew from a year ago. We only lost two seniors, returned a lot of kids that played a lot of minutes, you know, a lot of sets. And, you know, we Coach Haynes and the staff has done a great job, moved some girls around, put Lexi Burr as a libero, and made Kinley Scholl a hitter. And you know, we're 15-3 right now, and we'll see what tomorrow brings up the JCC tournament. Should be a lot of fun, and I see the girls, cross country girls, brought home first place some hardware this week. Absolutely. You know, we got a new girl that moved in after the cross country season a year ago, and she's been running well. She got first hard meet, got first at Rockport, and then the rest of the team's doing well too. I mean, as a team, you know, they're placing more or less in the top three at almost every meet. it makes it exciting. The boys' cross country team is doing, the football team is doing. Hopefully, get a win last week, and maybe hopefully another one here tonight. So things are going well, and it won't be long until winter rolls around. Yeah, it'll be here quick, and you know we'll enjoy it tonight, and hopefully the football team can get another win and move on to next week. All right, good luck to the Tigers. Absolutely, thanks. We'll be back with more of our halftime program coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Nixon Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here at Jed Brown Stadium, where it is halftime. It is 28-0. The lead belongs to Lincoln Christian. Some other scores tonight in the second quarter, East Atchison leading Mound City by a score of 28-0 tonight over Atarico. That's the game on Sunny 101.3. And Auburn is home to Milford tonight, and they are leading by a score of 14-2. Auburn is leading that game. And let's see, where is that at? It is at halftime. Auburn leading 14-2 in that contest. So that's where we are at with the area scores. Earlier today here at Jake Brown Stadium, Ball State City heard down Humboldt Table Rock Center by a final score today of 76-22 was the score in that with Lucas. So the Irish won their fifth in a row.
Another update here, Nebraska City Lords up 50-0 over Freeman. Ooh. And Kennesaw up 26-8 over BDS. And the Tiger Band, I know it's a hit movie series, 007, but also playing soundtrack tunes to one of the greatest video games ever invented, GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
GoldenEye. You would know about Golden Tee, maybe. Golden Eye. Okay.
You could, in the high school days, you could find four of us playing that game, multiplayer. It's the greatest game ever invented.
Well, my high school days were quite a bit before yours. So they have Pac-Man then, or anything when you were?
Pac-Man had been out for about 20 years.
Yeah, that's about right. That's probably about right. So, well, the Tigers got some work to do. Down 28-0 here at halftime. The schools are back out. The team is back out. Getting warmed up for this second half at Fall City. As we said, they've got a lot of work to do. First and sign, their starting quarterback is done for the night. I would guess from what we saw, I think they took him, get him checked out, had an injured foot back early in the first quarter tonight. So we'll see where they continue to go from here and what they do to get this Crusader run stopped in the second half. We'll take one more 2-minute timeout and be back with the second half on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop.
But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final seconds ticking off the clock of the warm-up period here at Jake Brown Stadium. John Nixle, Lucas Brush will be here. Aaron Rosenbach of the KTNC Studios next week here on KTNC, if I can find all my schedules here. Falls City is headed to Milford next week. That ball game, Randy Gatula will be out there. Lucas, I think you and I are going to Mound City or South Pole, Mound City next week. South Pole to Mound City will be over at Zielinski Field. See their new upgraded facilities at Mound City High School for that ball game on Sunday 101.3 next week.
Is that the place you told me had the best popcorn?
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Yes, you will love it.
Is that the Super Bowl of the county? Is that moniker? Or is
no, that's the Atchison County. That was last week, and the Super Bowl kind of turned into a dead 48-0. So,
well,
you know, as they often do.
I'll have to do a little research on Missouri A&M football before we head over there. Get a lot
of it you can do. Tigers are ready to kick. That looks like John Craig about ready to kick it for the Tigers. All right.
That looks right.
77.
And it all just doesn't kick off.
Well, it's a pooch kick caught to the 35. Because that sits when it is, and he is taken out of bounds and steps on the bench. Good save there. That he didn't get hurt.
I saw Ogden practicing a couple of those, kind of an in-between onsider. He was practicing those in pregame. Wondered if we'd see that, and there it was.
Well, when you can't kick it into the end zone, anymore, you're best off with some of that stuff. I mean, so many big plays in special teams anymore, especially in high school football. Here we go, first and 10 from the 50 from midfield for the Crusaders. Here's a pitch to the right side, running the right side with the football is Jake Bigler. And Jake Bigler, I think he is going to go, and he is to the house on the first play. If I had the right number, I did not. That's Luke Penrod with the touchdown run of 50 yards on the first play of the second half.
Triple option again, the killer play for Christian, and was that a 50-yarder?
50-yarder.
Yep.
Penrod is having himself a night. That is a 50-yard touchdown. He, in the first half, had ran the ball five times for 158 yards. I've lost track of the touchdowns, Luke. You can fill me in on that. Here is the Ben Ehlers attempt for the extra point. If he makes this, the point is up. Point is kicked. The block by the Tigers. Good job. Not quite sure who got it. Might have been Kellen McAfee. 34-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
11:46 to go in the half. Our screen recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City, Jake Bertasha, or Weston.
On the first play of the second half, Penrod runs for another touchdown. It's his fourth game. It was a 50-yarder. Extra point was blocked. 34-0, Lincoln Christian. 11:46 left to go in the third quarter.
We have ready to take it off. Have a loyal listener since you run a popcorn. I'll tell you in a minute. Here's the kick, and it's down to the 15-yard line. That's going to be Jackson Strauss, 20, 25, 30. Hit out to the 31 or 32-yard line for the Tigers. I was telling Lucas a story a week or so ago about the popcorn down three. And I got my text after you brought that up from my wife. Says, don't forget to bring me some popcorn. I told you that story, too.
He did. I'll make sure he does get it.
So, we have our popcorn orders for next week for the Mount City football game. So, things are looking up for some of us.
Yeah, what did you say? It was the FFA project?
FFA project. They raise their own popcorn. They do a great job of popping it, too.
That's cool.
All right, here we go. In the gun is Jackson Strauss. Jackson Strauss hit the ball's on the ground, and it is still rolling, and it's covered up back at the 15, make it the 13 or 14-yard line by the Crusaders. Oh, goodness, if it can go wrong or bad, it will tonight if you're a Tiger fan.
Anthony Roth on the recovery, 230-pound senior. Kind of jumped on it, and it kind of squeezed out of his belly, and then he turned over, and it was right there.
Looked like a play that Raiders ran years and years and years ago to get a touchdown and win a ball game, probably before you were born, Lucas. And they kept fumbling the ball all the way to the end zone on purpose and got a touchdown.
I know the Raiders have got three of them. The Chiefs need to get one more to tie those guys, because if you're a Chiefs fan, we don't like them.
No. Loss of 18 and the ball, and the handoff going up the middle is the fullback, and a late flag on the play, and I'm afraid that one may be against Ball City. Alvarez goes in for 14 yards out, and all I see is the quarterback laying on his back on the ground, and it's going to be personal foul against Ball City.
Yeah, it's unsportsmanlike conduct. The handoff was given. It's a little ticky-tacky. It wasn't an egregious big hit. He just kind of just extended his arms, and the quarterback went to the ground. I mean, when it's 34-0, I don't think you throw that flag. It was 50-50.
But you also don't need to be doing that when it's 34-0, no matter which side of the score you're on. Touchdown will count. We saw some of that earlier today, too. There were several personal foul calls late in that ball game. Didn't need to probably be. Score is now 40-0. We've got two touchdowns on the board for Lincoln Christian. We played 35 seconds here in the second half. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up. It's good. And it's now 41-0. Lincoln Christian will return after this 30-second break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You know those fine folks at Farm Bureau Financial we just heard about, Jake, Tosh, and Weston. They also bring us these scoring recaps during the ballgame.
14-yard run by Alvarez by Lincoln Christian on the first play of the drive from the 14-yard line. There's extra point kick was good. 41-0 Lincoln Christian with 11:25 left to go in the third quarter. And it'll be a running clock now.
Not going well here. 41-0. ready to go. The kickoff will come from the Tiger 45-yard line with the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
You know, if it's, you know, you might consider an onsider here, but at 41 and nothing, you're just not going to do that.
No. Ball comes down to the five. Strauss lost it, got it back, and he delivered a blow to the tackler, and he goes down at about the 16-yard line.
I can see it. No quit. No quit in Jackson Strauss there, trying to lay in a hit to the youngster from Lincoln Christian. Well, I guess he's a junior, but he was kind of shaken up a little bit on the play.
Well, the clock will run, and it will run constantly now in this whole second half. Tigers back out on offense at their own 17-yard line, we'll call it. First down and 10. Took over with 11:13 to go. It's already down to 10:48 here. Motion man coming across the field. The blitzer up the middle. Strauss takes the handoff, and he is taken down at 16.
Jared Alvarez after scoring the touchdown, making the tackle there, and kind of doing a little dance afterwards. All right.
They're bringing a blitz almost every time. If they're going to pass, that's one thing. You got an extra guy in the field. If they run it, you're still getting in there with an extra guy on the defensive side. Lincoln Christian, as we talked about all week, they're better than a 1-4 record. They've had some tough competition. Snap back to Strauss. He throws, and he is behind the intended target there, Wyatt Overdeen, and it will bring up the 3rd and 11.
Wide receiver's running a little crossing pattern over there. Maybe, not sure if it's a miscommunication on the quarterback's part or the wide receiver's part, but they were both still running their routes, and no one was expecting the ball.
Husker football tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night. Nebraska hosting Michigan State here on KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM. All right, two receivers to either side of the field. Strauss unloads from his own 10-yard line. Up the field, he's got an open man, and Overdeen, not what Overdeen, got turned around there that time, I believe. That was Isaac Frederick out there on the receiving or intended receiver. That couldn't quite get to it.
Well, he was open. Penrod on the coverage there was beat by about two steps, but it looked like Frederick might have tried to turn around to make a play, and if he maybe just keeps his stride, he might be in the right place at the right time.
Frederick, 150-pound freshman. Here we go again. Tigers. Strauss to punt. I think they hit him just as he tried to get it to his foot, and the ball goes off the side of his foot, out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So Tigers again. Boy, Crusaders just bringing pressure of all kinds, and doesn't matter running, passing, or punting. Bobby spotted to the 33 of the Tigers. 8 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders. Oh, what are we going to do here?
Looks like some subs coming in.
I think I can throw that sheet away.
Looks like sophomore Sam Svoboda, 145-pound sophomore in at quarterback.
Yeah, here comes Dippin Wyman in there, Jackson Byers, another junior. New fullback. Motion man going across. They give the ball to that fullback in there, and powering straight forward is Dane Olma. It doesn't really matter who they put at that position. They are just churning out the yards tonight.
Yeah, it's just it's not a typical fullback build, you know, that a Husker football fan is used to, unless you were
not Tom Rathman.
No, a little more Frank Solich.
Yeah, yes. Very good. This guy's taller than Frankie, though. Right up the middle again with the fullback, and he is running dead straight over and doing a good job, Dean Alma. They'll have the first down. He'll be down to the Tiger 20-yard line and pick up a six more.
Kellen Max being on the tackle. The clock winds down here in the third quarter, 7:20 left. 41-0 Crusaders.
Tigers have got a tough schedule coming up the rest of the year. They've still got to play Milford next week. They've got to play Nebraska City. They've got to play Auburn yet. There's motion, option, Pitch the ball back there to Penrod again. Penrod again. End zone. Penrod again. Is that the sixth blow tonight, Lucas? One, two, three, four, fifth for him. Wow. That one from 20 yards out. He is having himself a night. 446 yards on the ground right now for Lincoln Christian. They have not completed a pass in this game.
I suppose that's typical of an offense that tries to mimic the Navy midshipmen.
With the old Huskers?
Yeah, those were the days.
We're seeing a complete one once in a while.
Back when their special teams with some.
Yes, here's the snap. Here's the extra point boot. It's up. It's good. And the score now, Laney Bush at 48, Fall City 0. And we're back in half a minute on KTSC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our story recap brought to you by folks at the Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn. C.J. Kertosha, or C. Weston Witt in Falls City.
Mr. Luke Penrod wears an 8 on his jersey. He's in for his fifth touchdown. It was a 3-play, 33-yard drive, kept off by a 20-yard run. Ewers' extra point kick is good. 48-0 Christian with 6:53 left to go in the third.
All right. The kick will come from the 40-yard line this time. Got a different kicker, I think, don't it? In the booth, Jared Alvarez. Ooh, he was the fullback.
Is he a lefty?
Looks like it. That's not fair. Left-handers mess up the whole world in sports. It's a high end-over-end kick, and
offside.
They blew it dead.
Offside on the offense. It's a dead ball, five-yarder. Kick from the 35 next time.
All right, back it up five.
Now number 50, he's got the tee, he's going to kick, Christian Witt, and it's not Alvarez's fault.
Yeah, he didn't have the best kick over there tonight.
He can't be offside, he's the one kicking it.
Well, we'll see. And now the kick, it's a low liner, and it's going to bounce and skid to the 15-yard line, up the field for the Tigers with the football. They get up there, had a full head of steam, and get knocked over right there. Let's take Wilcox at about the 30-yard line.
Back on the play by Mr. Alvarez, who's had a good little stint here in the third quarter, scored a touchdown, made a couple tackles. Good one right there.
So the Tiger offense, let's see. How many players they got out there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That was a 10?
No, it's Fields needs to be in there. He was 11.
They only got 10 now. Well, this doesn't bode well. In the gun. What are we going to do?
And Christian's going to bail him out with a timeout.
Well, that was nice. Timeout Lincoln Christian. I thought the Tigers were going to try some chicanery, apparently. 6:06 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Wynn's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Wynn's meat. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Wynn's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:06 to go here in this third quarter. We have a running clock situation. Falls City trailing 48-0. think it was saw a play earlier today where the defense on a timeout didn't realize they were ready to play, and they were running out, and Sacred Heart was set and ready to run a play. They called the snap count. They looked up. There was no defenders there, and they ran the play right where all the defense was standing. And here is a quarterback keeper. Jackson Strauss tries to run the left side this time, and there's no room to do that either. He tries to sweep to the left side.
I don't see any starters out there for the Lincoln Christian D. Looks like all their second team here, so they're going to get some reps. 48-0. Looks like Tiger first team offense is still in there, so on a little rhythm here. See if we can get this new offense that they've implemented, the pass heavy. Get a little rhythm, get something to stick. Remember those plays for next week.
All right, Jackson Strauss will be in the gun. Getting ready here. He's got trips right, two receivers to the left. Here they come right up the middle after him. Good protection this time, flag down. Maybe that's why it was so good. Ball is caught on the right side by Tate Wilcox. Well, at 5 yards, I get a bad feeling. Officials come in to talk it over. They picked that blitz up that time, and it made me immediately think there's probably a hold.
Yeah. Still trying to figure out what the flag is. Oh, the referee doesn't know exactly what the signal is. He's looking at his book, so it must be a chop block, I believe.
Clipping. Mark him back. Some more yardage. I don't think that's a clip ball.
No, he did a two-handed. It's supposed to be a one-handed. And the only reason I know that is because I'm looking at the cheat sheet that you brought.
That's all right. That's what I brought it for. 15-yard penalty against the Tigers. So now it's 2nd and 20, the ball at the Tiger own 18-yard line. Throw over the middle is complete, and it is caught there by Schramm. Schramm with the catch will move the ball from the 18 out to the, I think, a spot of the 28-yard line, a gain of 10. Tiger with their first positive yardage here this second half with that play. They've gained 34 yards through the air tonight, but they've lost 23 on the ground when you count in some sacks and things. 3rd and 12 from the 29 now. It's all 3rd and 11. Jackson Strauss got time. He looks. He's going to scramble now. He's going to run it, and he's going to have the first down and more. He gets, like I said, he stepped out of bounds at his own 42, but it's still a 13-yard pickup for the Tiger quarterback.
Yeah, a run there, first down on the play. He did have, I think it was Fields, was running a seam route from the tight end position up the right hash mark, and he was open. By that time, Strauss had decided to tuck it and run for the first down. Nice little play.
I'm count here. Where does that do this Ball City's first down ball?
I was thinking that might be true.
Here's a man wide open up the field, and it is caught down there on the far right side by Isaac Frederick. And the Tigers have another first down all the way down inside the 30-yard line.
Nice play by Frederick to get behind the defender. Keep running on his route. Strauss found him. Great throw.
From the 41. 27 yards on the pass play. Another first down for the Tigers. Now they'll line up. Strauss throws over the middle and too high for his intended receiver. He gets hit as he releases it. I don't believe I'm seeing the blitzes coming like they were earlier either.
No, Lincoln Christian's running a 3-4 set. They've just got three linemen that are rushing, and there should be at least four, usually five linemen to block. But consequently, that also means that there's more defenders. They're probably running some sort of zone defense out there, I would guess, and they're probably told to not let anybody behind them.
Orion and Frederick wide to the left side for the Tigers. Comes a motion man from left to right. And Jackson Strauss on a sweep to the right, tries to cut up under a defender. He'll be inside the 30. down to around the 28-yard line. A gain of around 3 or 4, it looks like.
There's not a ton of weight out there for Lincoln Christian's second team. They got a little growing to do. They're not very heavy fellas out there, so be able to create some time, score a touchdown here.
All right, Strauss again stands back at his own 33-yard line. He'll take the snap. He'll turn it on. They dropped the ball. They went to Will. He's still chasing after, and I'm afraid. Yeah, did he get back on that thing? I think he did.
Yeah, they tried to run that that left tackle kind of inside reverse again. Just a little didn't get the exchange correct, and both he's a little frustrated. You know, whenever you're a lineman like that, you get excited to get the ball and just didn't just have a clean exchange, so no positive yards.
From the 26 back to the 37, a loss of 11 for the Tigers. And a timeout call? No, we're going to let the quarter come to an end. After 3, Lincoln Christian, 48, Fall City, 0. Clock winding down in the period. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Fall City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We have the end of three quarters in the books, and it is 48-0. Lincoln Christian with the lead over Fall City here tonight.
Fourth down for the Tigers here coming up. About 15 yards to go.
And now here's the snap back to Jackson Strauss. He looks, he fires up the field. He's got single coverage, and the pass is intercepted by Lincoln Christian back inside the 5-yard line. Lucas, I'm not sure who caught that ball.
Looks like he's got a 14 on his jersey, and that's Nicholas Roth. And you don't want to intercept that. We talked about it last week in the Husker game in Oklahoma. A wild catch, but just kind of a bonehead play. You just want to bat that down.
I'm going to tell them young men not to catch it when they don't get in that often sometimes.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing. 11:43 to go over in Missouri tonight. Kings City beat Rockport 74-0.
Wow.
Rockport was 4-0, and they have been held scoreless the last 2 weeks now. Ouch.
Wild.
Okay, now what are we going to do here if we are the Lincoln Christian Crusaders here from their own 3-yard line? Going to leave that young quarterback in there, and it's going to be Sam Sabota to hand the ball forward to his fullback. Not like the Tigers didn't know that was coming, and here comes a whole new set of Tiger defenders.
I expect to see Lincoln Christian run the ball 2 more times. If they don't get a first down, if they do, run it again and run it again. Didn't you say they have 0 complete passes today?
Yes, that is the number I have so far, unless I missed one somewhere.
No, I think that's right.
So the quarterback is going to be Sam Sabota. Fullback behind him. Sabota going to go to that fullback and powering forward across the 10-yard line and just short of the first down. Again, carrying the football, number 34, Dean Fennell. And he'll have a nice gain on that play.
In for the Tigers, Kemper Foster out for the Tigers. Ethan Boatwright at one left D end is Trevor McNeely. Had a D tackle there is Gannon Ogden. And another tackle is at
Leo Linderman, who had a 76. In at a linebacker, Robert Gilkerson. At a cornerback, Caleb Dukalski.
Airs it off to the left, and the fullback keeps again. And I'm not sure he got it. Apparently he did. Oh, he had a good spot all the way out to the 16-yard line.
Quentin Adams in for the Tigers. Also in. Bailey Jens.
Best I can do to help you is offer up my binoculars, Lucas.
Trying to rattle them off here.
Quentin Adams is in there. I see him. 36. Bailey Jens out. Here's the option to the right. Quarterback with a late pitch. Bobble now caught by the running back and breaking one tackle. Now across the 25 to the 28-yard line. Carrying the football around that right side is going to be Noah Worley, another junior.
Keegan Alexander in for the Tigers. Was able to keep contained there and turn that one in. So in for the Tigers, Kalen Lee.
13-yard pickup there. First and 10. The Tiger 29-yard line now. Clock is down. Under 9 minutes to go in the ball game. Option. Going to fullback. I think the quarterback tried to pull it out and couldn't. Oh, look at the fullback. Breaking tackle. Running over. Running through. Tiger defender. What a run by Dean Allen. How do you keep that kid on the bench?
Yeah, that was a good run there. He's playing with the second team. Probably got some skills to be playing with the varsity here soon. He's a freshman, so they're going to get him some reps here. He's only 144 pounds.
21-yard gain. That number one fullback had a big night as well when he was in there.
Wow.
First and 10 from midfield. Now they started this drive at their own 3-yard line. Option left, quarterback keep, quarterback pitch, and right on the left side with it is Donick Roth. And Roth still on his feet inside the Tiger 30, finally taken down around the 23 or 4-yard line.
Taken down by Robert Gilkerson, a touchdown saving tackle there. 7:50 left in the fourth quarter. No subs coming in, Preston Buckminster is in there.
Falls at the 24, 26-yard pickup on the play. Over 500 yards rushing high school football team. That's impressive. Turn, option right, late pitch, running the right side. Room to run out there for the tailback that time, Noah Worley. And Worley will move from the 24 down to the 10-yard line, a 14-yard pickup.
Robert Gilkerson also in there on the tackle. Bailey Timms also in the tackle. Coming in for the Tigers. Wyatt Kreifels.
Now, I remember watching Sacred Heart team in the playoffs one time run for almost 600 yards in a game, but you don't see this very often.
It might have been the 93 team.
There's Chris Carpenter and that bunch.
Yeah.
Nate Threshold. Here the pitch to the left side, running the football and cutting up inside the tackle for a touchdown. Dominic Roth. Roth will run it in there from 10 yards out. 7-yard touchdown run, for Dominic Roth on the carry. Another touchdown. The score now goes to 54-0. Lincoln Christian. Now they'll try to go for the extra point here. For that's a 97-yard drive. And they ran 5 minutes off the clock.
On the Crusaders.
Pete plays 93 yards. Sideline infraction against the Crusaders. A warning. Get back, fellas. They were celebrating their young kids getting a touchdown over there. The varsity kids like to see them do well when they get the chance.
Yeah, it's good synergy between the team. You like to see those first-team guys root on the younger guys, and they've done their part here, and they've kind of paved the way for these young guys to get an opportunity to score in a varsity game.
Ehlers will try to kick the extra point through. Here's the snap. Good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 55-0, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
What is fast? race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our score recap brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial folks in Autumn, Jake and Tasha in Western Falls City.
With 6:33 left to go in the fourth quarter, it was a 97-yard drive, eight-play, 97-yard drive by Lincoln Christian's second-team offense. Ross runs it in from 7 yards out. Steelers' kick was good, 55-0, Lincoln Christian.
That sideline in prison infraction, not a warning. They're kicking off from the 25 now. 4:10 to go as the clock wound down all the way through that. I wonder if maybe the coaches, referees, and coaches, they didn't agree to let it just keep running. I thought it stopped during the after a score, but it didn't this time. So here we go with the kickoff. And a high end over end kick. And who is that one in bright pink?
That's Gilkerson.
That's Gilkerson.
Aaron's neighbor.
Man, he has got himself some bright pink long sleeves there, doesn't he?
He's playing along. It's a pink out here. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October 1st. Good participation by the crowd here.
Yeah. You didn't leave those on all the time. He'd be easy to spot. Tigers from their own 44-yard line will have one more possession here in this ball game. Clock winding down now. 3:15 here when they get a play. Oh, we're short fire, boys. We're missing. You get down this deep in your extra players, and now we're short a player for the second straight possession. The Tigers will have to take timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
55-0, Lincoln Christian lead Falls City. Early, St. Hart won their fifth in a row. They beat HGRS 76-22. The Irish will have homecoming next week at Omaha Christian Academy, coming to Falls City for that festivity. We're doing to St. Hart all next week. All right, here we go. Spread formation for the Tigers. Snap the ball back, and the quarterback running to the right side, looking to scramble and moving up the field, and hit before he gets out of bounds over there. Is Tate Wilcox.
Good run by Tate on the far side in front of the Christian bench, lowering his shoulders, trying to fight for all the yards that he can get.
Gain of 5.5 on the play. We'll call it a 6-yard gain for the Tigers now. See if they can pick up some yardage here, see if they can bust one for a score on the board here tonight. Let's see. Over the near left side is Isaac Friedrich. Freshman. Wilcox takes the snap of the 45, drops back, being chased. Two defenders after, and one of them catches up and drops him all the way back at the 38-yard line.
Junior Noah Worley with some impressive speed there to track down Wilcox and get the quarterback sack. Third down from the Tiger zone 39 with 2 minutes left in the game.
It'll be third down and 15. Gained 6 on the previous play. They lost 12 on that one. The oomph has left the Tigers here. Minute 42 to go. Wilcox on the count. Good snap. Back, looks, throws out in the flat. Receiver makes a nice adjustment to the ball. Comes back, makes the catch, and a gain of about 4 or 5 on the play. I'm not sure who caught it over there. That was Overdale.
Yep, Overdale on the catch there, kind of little comebacker route.
Tigers now 66 yards through the air tonight after about 300 more than that almost last week. Again, the Tigers lost their quarterback, Carson Simon, very early in this ballgame to some sort of a foot injury. Simon helped him off the field to the locker room in the second quarter, and I've not seen him come back. I have a feeling he made a trip out for some x-rays, is my guess.
Yeah, he didn't look good. You know, tough, kind of game got out of hand without him out there. You know, senior leader, quarterback, with a new pass of the offense.
High snap on fourth down, a throw out of the flat, a ball caught, and a great, great run by the Tigers. Caden Strecker got away from a defender or two, and he's going to move the chains for Ball City. They'll move the ball from the 38, here from the 43 to the 43. That's 37, fellas. Time out, we get a flag.
Yeah, illegal participation. 2 minutes on the field. Wright had it explained to the coaching staff why he threw the flag. They'd never huddled, so technically you didn't break the huddle with 12. But if you're trying to line up and run, spot the ball, you can't have your 12th man run off the field like that. So
a penalty against the Tigers, and we get zeros on the clock. This game is over. Your final score tonight, Lincoln Christian Crusaders 55 and the Fall City Tigers 0. 55-0 in your final score. We'll wrap it up after this 2 minute timeout on PPMC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Win fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference in it, and serve piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We walk you back to Jug Brown Stadium, where it's a final score of 55-0 Lincoln Christian Crusaders with the win their second of the year. Tigers drop now to 1-5 on the year with the loss. Our game recap, the story is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. They've been in business for 70 years. They are your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in Falls City, Nebraska. Lucas, you've got the score in the second half.
8 rushing touchdowns for Lincoln Christian in the game, 4 in the first, 4 in the second half. Penrod with 5 of them, with 11:46 left to go in the third quarter, which was the first play of the second half. Penrod with a 50-yard run. It was a one-play, 50-yard drive. The extra point was no good. 34-0 Christian. Alvarez with a 14-yard run on the first play of the drive in the third quarter, 11:25 left. The extra point was good, 41-0 Christian. Penrod with another touchdown with 6:53 left to go in the third. It was a 20-yard run on a three-play, 33-yard drive. The extra point was good, 48-0 Christian. And to make it 55-0, after an 8-play, 97-yard drive by the second team, Roth ran it in from 7 yards out with 6:33 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Waiting to sell the individual numbers tonight, this will tell the tale for Falls City. They finished with negative yards rushing in the ballgame. 8 for 25 passes, 83 yards the ball game through three interceptions tonight. Lincoln Christian led by Luke Penrod. Seven carries, 228 yards, and five touchdowns. Ethan Barrier, their fullback, eight carries for 109 yards in the first half. Didn't play the backfield in the second half. They did not complete a pass the ball game to Lincoln Christian, but boy, that running game, they churned out tonight on the ground for Lincoln Christian over 530 yards in the contest. They were just brutal up the middle.
They were. And a wild turn of events. Milford has beaten Auburn 15-14.
Is that a final?
That's a final.
Okay. I saw that score a moment ago. I didn't know if it was final. So that, I don't know if that's a surprise, although it was at Auburn. Auburn had a lead in that ball game at one time. Boy, gave up a safety in that ball game. They were, I think, trailing 14-2 at one point.
Correct.
So it gave up a safety. That safety turned out to be a big one in the Kent contest. And Auburn Falls City gets Milford next week at Milford. You'll be able to hear that game right here on KTNC. Well, that is going to pretty much wrap it up for tonight, Lucas. A pleasure. I'll see you over on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night. We'll go to Mount City and watch some Holt County football as the South Pole Knights take on Mount City.
Yeah, we're going to get ourselves some popcorn.
Get some popcorn, and we're going to bring a bag or two home with us. And next week, here on KTNC, Randy Gatula will be at Milford to bring you the Tigers and Milford here on KTNC. So, for Lucas Special, our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody, from Jake Brown Stadium.